It's Wednesday, though, and we often on a Wednesday chat to people who blog, people who write, and a lot of the time they're people who are simply passionate writers. Today's guest, Jessica Van Den, is passionate about a whole bunch of things, and that is particularly handmade items, handmade art, handmade craft. And she joins me this afternoon because, Jess, you have not just one blog, but three.
Yes, I do.
Why three?
Well, basically the first blog, Ethereal Designs, is my main blog, and you know, that's all about handmade crafts and art, like you said. And I got to a point that, you know, I was becoming successful in my own handmade business, and I wanted to share sort of the business and technology side of running an online, you know, craft business. And so I started the second blog to do that, to share that a little bit separately. And the third one is not so much a blog as a zine, a magazine I'm putting together, and the blog on there kind of just is the news updates of what's happening with that.
Okay. It's an interesting area that seems to, with the greater access that people have to the internet these days and to various sites that will assist them to sell their wares or exhibit their wares, it seems to have really taken off. There are so many people who are now buying or selling through sites like Etsy, for example.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a real movement that's happening in Australia and around the world, and Etsy's been a big part of that for me and for a lot of people in getting our work out there. And, you know, you no longer have to get organised and go to a market to sell your wares. You know, you can just do it from home, which is really convenient for a lot of people.
Okay, so has this become a full-time job for you yet?
Yeah, well, pretty much. I quit my job at the end of last year. We were actually going to be going travelling, but for certain reasons we ended up staying at home, and I really threw myself into my business. And yeah, it's gotten to the point where I'm hoping to never have to go back to the day job, and I can keep growing it.
There's envy all over the place, you know. So what is it that you do? You're a silversmith?
Yes, I am. I make contemporary jewellery, silver jewellery, from recycled sterling silver mostly. So that's my main kind of earner as a craftsperson.
From recycled silver?
Yeah, I the majority of my silver is from reclaimed sources. So, yeah, which is great. So that eco kind of ethos is in there as well.
Okay, so on the one hand, Jessica, you are, you know, attempting this as a small business yourself, and hopefully, you know, your sole business, but also something that you are trying to encourage and share with others to do the same thing and show them perhaps the things that you've learned on your own journey.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, I've just spend all my time doing this, and I'm really passionate about learning how to, you know, the best way to do things, and passing that on to other people. And there's so many people out there who I've become friends with, you know, online and offline, who are trying to do this themselves. And, you know, it's really, really exciting to see that happening.
It is exciting, isn't it? And it must be really pleasing. You know, how often in life do we bang on about, you know, try and encourage your kids to do, you know, to follow their passions, because that's, if they're truly passionate, doing what they're passionate about, they'll be happy and therefore likely to be more successful.
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, a few years ago, I never would have imagined I'd be doing this now, and it's just a dream come true to be able to be, you know, making a living doing something I absolutely love and helping people do the same.
Okay. Now, if people would like some more information, I guess if they just start with Jessica Van Den, D-E-N, com, if they start there, they can find out more about the crafting business side of it, as well as your own business side about it, side of it with the jewellery.
Yeah, absolutely.
But do you, with your selling your work, do you do it through your own website, or do you use a third-party site like Etsy and so on?
I sell on a lot of places. I do sell on Etsy. I also sell on an Australian site called Made It. And I do sell on my own website, which is ethereal.com. So, yeah, I kind of, you know, the more places I can get my work out there, the better, and the more people can see it and find it. And I'm starting to get it into shops as well around the place, so that's fantastic.
I love it. It's so inspiring. I wish I could, you know, do something useful and crafty. Oh, dear. Oh, I guess helping other people talk about being useful and crafty is kind of helpful, but yeah,
absolutely.
Gee. All right.
Jessica, it's a bit of an obsession, so you got to watch out for that as well.
No. Obsessions are a good thing too. Jessica, thank you for telling us about it. JessicaVanDen.com. If you'd like some more information, give us a call and we'll send you through to the link. I know here in Newcastle we have so many wonderfully talented people who also, you know, are artists and craftspeople who make wonderful wonderful and beautiful things. And I think the more that we support artists, you know, by a factor of, you know, one degree of separation,
absolutely,
the better for us and the better for them.
And for the economy and everything as well. You know, you're keeping the money in the community, which is fantastic.
Yeah, all right. Lovely to chat with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Jessica Van Den, if you'd like to find out more about what she does or how she does it, if it's an area of interest that you have yourself, let us know and we'll certainly get you in touch.